bring up what you want. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there for free. We've got news updates. You get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. You can get on our email updates list. You can follow our Facebook or Twitter. You can do it all over at news.freetalklive.com, and it's all totally free. News.freetalklive.com. The story that we started last hour, for those of you just tuning in, is out of Philadelphia, philly.com, outlining nine separate incidents involving nine men that they didn't know each other, but they did learn about each other because one of them teaches safety courses required for non-resident gun permits from other states but not required by Pennsylvania. And basically these are nine men who were arrested because, well, the cops were scared. As the police officer spokes bureaucrat says here, officer safety comes first, and not infringing on people's rights comes second. So the translation of that is, we can do whatever we want because we're scared. Your rights, screw them.
Well, or at least they use the excuse of being scared. I don't think for a second that these police were actually scared. I mean, police officers go all over America dealing with people who have concealed weapons, have weapons that they're open carrying, go into people's homes where there are weapons. The idea that somehow Philly cops are more scared than the rest of the cops.
No, they're all a bunch of scaredy cops, apparently.
No,
that's what they want you to believe.
Well, that's what they... Right. That's the excuse that's being used in order to enforce arduous, unconstitutional laws.
Right. So it doesn't matter.
By the way,
matter.
The unconstitutional epithet there, that is something that I'm placing on. I'm assessing it that way because actually they are constitutional. The Supreme Court has said that that these cities can have certain regiments for enforcing these stupid laws.
So so basically these guys were arrested for following the law. As in so many cases when you and I, the peons, the serfs, when we are out there trying to obey these laws, these arbitrary statutes that are forced upon us, it doesn't matter what our interpretations are. What matters is what they say, and their interpretations are. So these guys, I believe they were following by the book, the letter of the law. I mean, a lot of the gun guys, if you get into the, you know, if you know gun people, a lot of them are really into knowing everything about the permitting process and the law and this and that, because they want to make sure that if it comes up against, you know, they come up against a cop that's wondering about their permit and et cetera, they want to be, they want to seem like they're educated. They want to seem like they know their stuff. And in these cases, these guys knew more about the law than the cops did. But it didn't stop the police from arresting them. Oliver, who's 42 of Northeast Philadelphia, was had non-resident permits from three states and a license, I guess an Act 235 license, which is the Lethal Weapons Training Act in Pennsylvania. So he had all kinds of government papers. Was driving to his job as a security guard when police pulled over his car for allegedly running a stop sign in West Philadelphia. He said that police didn't honor any of his permits and held him in custody for 18 hours, forcing him to stand outside for 4 hours in the middle of winter.
Oh, my God.
And denying him his diabetes medication. His ordeal eventually landed him in Mercy Philadelphia Hospital at 54th Street and wherever in West Philly, where before he was booked on firearms charges and held on $15,000 bail, according to court records. In less than a month, his case was withdrawn by the district attorney's office, and a week later, his gun was returned on a judge's order.
Amazing.
Later,
he's the only one of the nine guys that has had a weapon returned.
Later, Oliver obtained a Philadelphia permit to carry as the owner of Parapet Group, a protection and security company. Oliver continues to teach the safety courses. Though charges were withdrawn, they're still visible on Oliver's online court record. He said the city offered him a $7,500 settlement, which he rejected. He said, if ignorance of the law is not an excuse for a citizen, it cannot be an excuse for law enforcement who are sworn to enforce the law. Oh, but if only that were the case. And of course, the phrase, ignorance of the law is no excuse, actually, as I understand it, originated from back in the day when the law essentially was natural law. The law was that you do no harm to others. You honor your agreements. And there's no reason, there's no excuse to be ignorant of don't hurt other people, right? There's no excuse to be ignorant of that one. But the idea that you shouldn't be ignorant of the rest of the government's laws, of all these statutes and ordinances.
Millions of words of
it's
laws.
It's impossible not to be ignorant of them.
Right. We've read on the air before, you know, somebody's article talking about how many laws there are in the United States and basically pointing out that it would take four lifetimes to be able to read the laws that are in all the states, all the municipalities.
And even if you did, remembering them would be ridiculous.
Right. How would you?
But if you can't even, if it takes four lifetimes just to read them once, how can you possibly be held responsible for them?
The cops don't know it. But the difference is when cops enforce some imaginary law, some fake law that they've made up in their own brains, there's no punishment for that. There's no responsibility. Mm-hmm. So the people that are supposed to be enforcing the laws have no responsibility for properly enforcing the laws. If I were to do my job and do it, you know, poorly, I'd have responsibility for it. They don't have responsibility for it. Why in the world would we allow this kind of governance to be had over us? But we do. And we say, oh my God, you can't have cops being punished for doing their job poorly.
Another story. Here's Randy Huggins, 39, of West Philly. On election day in November of 08, Huggins, who just finished clerking at the polls at 64th and wherever, went into his mother's house to get his gun at the polls after the polls closed. He was stopped with the gun and questioned by police, who overheard him on his phone trying to quell a family member's fears that he'd been the victim of a murder, he said. Huggins said that police did not honor either of his non-resident permits and that he subsequently spent 14 hours in custody. Huggins, a diabetic, said that he was handcuffed to a bed at Thomas Jefferson University Hospital in Center City after his blood pressure skyrocketed. He said that he then was interrogated by homicide detectives for hours before he was released without being charged with a crime. Despite numerous attempts, Huggins said he was unable to retrieve either his gun or his permits. The city has offered him a $3,500 settlement, which he has rejected. Now, I presume that means they're rejecting them in hopes of some sort of a lawsuit where they could maybe
get
more.
Well, I think he wants his guns and his permits, too. Those permits, likely, the gun, you know, new weapon, $800 to
$1,500. That's not cheap.
But you're right. And so then the permitting process, all that time and energy that goes into them, the money that you have to pay for them, this $3,500, that may cover that, but, you know, why should he do that?
He said interrogated for hours, released without even being charged with a crime. I mean, this man was kidnapped, harassed, threatened, and held in essentially diabetic shock, and nothing happens to these people. These detectives, the man that arrested him, nothing happens to them. There's no accountability whatsoever.
And I can't say that I'm real optimistic. It's possible he'll be able to win a lawsuit or something, but I can't say I'm real optimistic because, you know, he's gonna have to fight in a game where the referee is also the opposing team's coach.
And they'll just say that the cops were cops were doing what they thought they were supposed to. They didn't mean to do anything wrong. I mean, they're just doing their jobs.
Well, you know, that excuse is out the window when they won't give the guy his gun back or his permits. If the officers really were, just being good little guys that were investigating the murder, and I understand, you know, somebody walking down the street talking about a murderer has a gun on him, hey, you know, maybe this is something to check out. But, you know, once you find out that you are wrong, give the guy his gun back so he can protect himself and his family. You know what? These police will never be held responsible for is if somebody breaks into this guy's house tonight and he doesn't have his weapon and they kill his kids or something like that. These cops don't bear any onus. You can believe if somebody breaks in these cops' house, they've got a gun ready to take care of the problem.
And
they are
a
different class of citizen, people.
And
they are better than you, and they know it, and they're treated that way.
And nobody would bat an eye if a cop had somebody break into his house and he blew the guy away. Oh, well, he's a law enforcement officer. Of course he knew what he was doing there. But if you shoot somebody that comes into your house, and all of a sudden there are all these questions, and there's an investigation, and possibly criminal charges drawn up against you.
I'm not saying that shooting somebody who's breaking in your house is necessarily the best solution. You know, just catch them right there when they're coming in the window or something. But, you know, it just goes to show that they're a different class of citizen than you, and a higher class of citizen.
Yep, 800-259-9231. Tell your story of harassment by the police for carrying a weapon if you've got one, or bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
John Dennis, an accomplished businessman and entrepreneur, has been a pro-liberty Republican for a quarter century. He's the new face of a new Republican Party, and he's running for Congressman of California's 8th District.
I'm John Dennis, and I support drastically cutting both taxes and spending, which will help repair our devastated economy. Abolishing spendthrift governmental money pits that fail to produce the desired results. Bringing our troops home to defend our country, not policing other countries around the world. And a return to personal responsibility, self-ownership, and freedom of choice for all Americans.
Something John doesn't approve of? Nancy Pelosi. It's time for the Wicked Witch of the West to go away. Wipe the slate clean in California's 8th District in Washington in one blow. Contribute to the John Dennis for 2010 campaign at johndennis2010.com.
I'm John Dennis, and I approve this ad.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
That sound could save your life. In our fast-changing world, you and your loved one may have limited time to escape dangerous nuclear radiation after a power plant accident, terror attack, or dirty bomb explosion. When that happens, you'll be glad you have Nuke Alert. More than just a radiation detector, Nuke Alert is a patented radiation monitor and alarm used nationwide by federal, state, and local first responders and the Department of Defense. Nuke Alert, attached to your keychain, is always with you and on 24/7 to promptly warn you of unseen but dangerously rising radiation levels. Nuke Alert incorporates a 10-year battery backed up by a 10-year warranty. See Nuke Alert in action at KI4U.com. That's K-I, the number 4, the letter U.com. When ordering anything at KI4U.com, type in GCN in the comment box at checkout and you'll get free two of their new just-released peel and stick rad sticker decimeters as a free bonus. Go to KI4U.com today and be ready for anything nuclear unleashed tomorrow.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And we give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those, including our webcam. You can watch, listen, and interact. We've got our chat room built into the very same page with the webcam, so head over, enjoy it all, free at cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
MemoryDealers.com brings you that cam, and they are your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, but, you know, not everybody needs an optical transceiver. They also offer great prices and service on used networking equipment such as Cisco routers and switches. Go check them out. It's MemoryDealers.com.
All right, just sharing some more of the stories here from the nine men that were arrested in Philadelphia because, well, the cops felt like it. The cops they just wanted to arrest some guys. Apparently, I don't know if they're all black guys, but there's a picture of four of the nine here, and they're all black.
Suspiciously black.
Yep. Yeah. Many of them are actually professionals. They are security professionals. It's their job to have a gun on them. And the cops in Philadelphia disarmed them. In some cases, one man's case made him stand outside in the wintertime for 4 hours. I don't know about you, but I couldn't handle that. I mean, I get cold real quick when it's cold outside, and standing outside for that long, that's torture, in my opinion.
I would agree with you that it is torture. It's low-level torture. It's not like taking bolt cutters to your fingers or anything like that, but it's torture.
And then taking him into custody for 18 hours, another guy handcuffed to a bed in a hospital because he was diabetic state that the cops didn't care. They didn't want to let him access his medicine. Just horrible stuff. More stories here from Philly.com. James Gaines, 32, from Oxford Circle. In April, Gaines, who has a permit to carry a concealed weapon in Philadelphia and is also an ACT 235 agent. This is one of their laws up there in Pennsylvania that is, I guess, something that the Lethal Weapons Training Act, it has to do with security officers. Gaines, who was in uniform as a security guard at the time, said police took his handgun from his holster and took a shotgun that he'd hidden behind the bar in which he was working, the Comfort Zone Lounge in West Philly. This is when the police were raiding the bar. The police, apparently he was not arrested or charged with a gun crime, but the cops decided they were going to keep his shotgun. He still has both his Philadelphia permit and his ACT 235 license, but the shotgun has never been returned. Gaines said, "This is the first time I had negative issues with the Philly Police Department," adding that as a security guard, he's turned over numerous illegal weapons to the police. Samuel Tiru, 28, of North Philly, said during a car stop in his 2008 or in 2008 in North Philly, he said an officer referred to his Florida gun permit as baloney. He said that he subsequently was taken into custody, held for 18 hours, and booked on firearms charges. That case was later withdrawn by the DA's office, according to court records. But Tiru said he's been unable to get his gun back, and police told him, "We can't find your property receipt." So it's as good as gone, basically. Oops. We done lost your gun there, sir. Sorry.
So he doesn't get a receipt for the property? Usually you get a receipt yourself for the property, too.
I don't know about that. Tiru said it was not fun sitting in jail for something you didn't do wrong. It wasn't a good experience knowing you got booked for having a gun permit. John Solomon of Germantown, been both a Florida gun permit holder and an ACT 235 license holder, said cops didn't honor either document during a car stop in 2008, and ACT 235 is a Pennsylvania permit.
That's their law.
Right. He said that he was taken into custody for 6 hours, but was never charged with a crime. Solomon said
there is no crime.
Right. He was unable
not
to get his
stop them.
Gun back and was not given a property receipt. Frank Walker, 37, of West Philly, said he said that police didn't honor his Virginia non-resident gun permit when they stopped his car in July in West Philly. He said that he was held in custody for 4 hours, then was let go without being charged with a crime. Walker said that although a supervisor apologized to him, which is fairly unusual when it comes to the police,
he didn't give his gun back.
He was told his weapon would not be returned because the police, quote, already went through the paperwork of writing it up. He said,
we already wrote it up.
Yep. I feel as though I've been robbed because if I go out there and I take something from somebody, I'm going to jail. But I want to know why they can just take my gun for no reason.
They're the cops and you're not.
Yeah, let me answer that question. Because you can't do anything about it. And they know it. Because if you decide you get upset that they've taken your gun, What are you going to do? You can pound your fists, and you can stomp your feet, and you can write a letter to the editor, and you can call the local TV station and call the local radio station. You can tell everybody about how corrupt the cops in Philly are, as though they don't already know, as though everybody who's in a, you know, a lower quality, you know, lower class neighborhood, if you want to use that term, because they don't mess with people in the gated communities. Everybody that's in the lower areas of Philly don't already know that the cops are scumbags and they're corrupt. So you could spread the word that the cops are corrupt, but what's that going to do? Nothing. Because it's not going to stop the cops from being bad guys. It's not going to stop the cops from stealing things from people. It's not going to stop them from waylaying people. It's not going to stop them from murdering people and getting away with it. Nothing can stop them. Nothing. What can be done? What can you do if you live in Philadelphia or New York City or Baltimore or L.A.
Video
about
cameras.
This?
I mean, best thing you can do, video cameras.
Okay. What's that going to do?
Well, you can put it online, and it just shows people that.
Sure,
much more
but they already
the
know.
Abuses.
They already know.
I don't think that. No, people, they don't. If you talk to people about abuses from police officers, they don't all know.
Go to the ghetto and find
well,
out if that's
yeah,
true.
Yeah, it's not about the. But nobody cares what people in the ghetto think.
Well, I
that's
do.
Why they have a ghetto.
Well, I care what people think, but I'm telling you that you can show these people all the evidence you want. In San Francisco, you've got a cop that murders another man. The BART cop shoots a guy in the back of the head. As they've got him handcuffed on the ground.
There's a lot of classism going on there that people don't care because it's mostly the people in those lower class neighborhoods that are having all the problems with the police. And
oh, sure. So the middle class folks.
Yeah, they feel more accountable to the middle class folks and higher. And there's some people that, you know, have some pull in government perhaps.
No, but nothing's going to change. Yeah. Spread the word. No. Put the videos out. I don't know, Mark. I just maybe I'm pessimistic, but I just don't see, no matter how many videos come out in Philadelphia, that anything's going to change.
Yeah, something will change. Certainly, there's a crest. There's some point. I mean, I don't think that's the best solution necessarily, but it is it's some of the only solutions that people have. I think that the well-armed person today needs a video camera as opposed to a gun.
Well, I agree with you. I think that having a video camera is a good idea. I think that it can't hurt to put those things out there. It's going to lead people to realizing who maybe haven't realized these things in the past, what's really going on.
Yep.
But I just don't feel like anything's going to change in the big cities. I mean, the government just keeps getting worse there. It just keeps getting bigger. If anything's going to change, it's going to be because of New Hampshire. It's going to be the Free State Project, getting liberty-minded people together to actually make a difference and actually step up and do something about this. Because bitching and moaning hasn't done a thing. And nobody's going to stop paying property taxes, right? I mean, that's not even on the horizon here in New Hampshire. It certainly isn't going to happen in Philly or other places. I would love to be proven wrong. I'd love to have, you know, some sort of just spontaneous evolution come up in a city where all of a sudden people are able to hold these people responsible and accountable and stop this nonsense. I would love to be shown, yeah, Ian, you were wrong about this. I'd eat my shoe.
Well, it's tough to eat a shoe. But I think taking video is the best thing you can do. Yeah. There's choices with Quick.com. You can have it on your cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
The FreedomCam.net has opportunities to have surreptitious video cameras, and I think that these are the best choices that somebody has. They're not great choices, I'll admit.
And it won't stop
ones.
Them from taking your gun and keeping it either. None of that will stop them from doing whatever they want to do to you. More coming up. You take control. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves entirely toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have there. They're completely free for you, including our listening options, news updates, Shrine of Female Listeners, and more. If you want to help support the show, there are ways to do it. One of those ways is by going to promote.freetalklive.com to get a whole list of things that you can do to get Free Talk Live on more radio stations, thereby spreading the message of freedom as far and as wide as possible. And, of course, also getting more Internet listeners on board as well. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. Now, what if you found out that the best liberty activists from around the world were actually moving to the same place in order to achieve liberty in their lifetimes? Would you want to join them? Well, I did, and you can be a part of it. It's happening now. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. Hundreds of people have already made the move here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, and thousands are pledged to make that move. Over 10,000 already signed up. We want to get to at least 20,000, so we could use your help. Go to freestateproject.org. As we continue here with a series of stories that they all ring a little bit familiar because the Philadelphia cops are apparently arresting anybody they get the chance when they spot somebody carrying a gun, which probably isn't too often. People who've been carrying guns legally in Philadelphia arrested, even though some of them have multiple permits from multiple states.
They're showing these cops all their permits. They've got the Pennsylvania private security carrying permit. They've got the Philly permits. They've got Florida. They've got this other guy here's got a New Hampshire permit. And it doesn't matter. The cops arrest him in some cases. Some cases they don't charge him. They, in almost all of the cases, like 90% of them, took the guns from the men and never returned them. In many cases, saying, "Oops, we lost the property receipt. Guess you don't get your shotgun back." And so they just hold on to the guns. So, you know, it could very well be that the cop sees a gun he likes, decides to take it. That could be just what this is all about.
It doesn't seem likely, but, you know.
Well, if they don't charge you with something and they don't give you a property receipt, there's no paper trail.
Indeed.
So that's a cop stealing your gun in that particular case.
Yep.
Ron Frierson, 57, of Winfield.
It's not cause stealing when they do it.
That's right. He says, Frierson was carried in 2009, was carrying a concealed weapon using a Florida permit, was pulled over for driving under the influence in West Philly. He was later charged and opted into a first-time offenders program for possession of marijuana and DUI, according to court records. He was not charged with a gun crime. He said he was not able to get his weapon back or get a property receipt. He said that he signed off on a $5,000 settlement from the city, but he has not yet received the money. Ross Tefsta Ferguson, 27, of Montgomery County in Winecote, Montgomery County. Ferguson, who has a gun permit from Montgomery County and permits from Florida and New Hampshire, said that in 08, he was outside of a house in the somewhere in northeast Philadelphia when police descended on the block. He said that cops did not honor any of his permits and charged him with possessing firearms not to be carried without a license and related gun crimes. Online court records show that Ferguson was also charged with burglary and simple assault in the case, but all of the charges were later withdrawn. Ferguson said his gun and permits were confiscated. He said that he never got his gun back, although he was able to get his permit renewed from Montgomery County, as though it did him any good. Montgomery County, he says, is used to gun permits. Philadelphia acts like you broke the law. Kenneth Sharper, 29, of North Philly, who has an Act 235 license and a Philly gun permit, says he was working security in 08 at the Players Club in northeast Philly when he and a police...
Oh, my.
Oh, my?
I was just... The Players Club? I don't know.
It's That's what Telly Savalas used to do ads for, right?
I would suspect... Yeah,
what a Players name,
Club
though,
is
huh?
a... That's a club for people that that play games in Las Vegas. There's I think there's a strip club.
But what a name, right?
Players Club. Players.
Well, in northeast Philly, he and a police officer had words like two grown men. After closing time, Sharper said police arrested him for disorderly conduct and public intoxication and took him into custody. Sharper said that he never drinks at work and that cops refused to give him a sobriety or blood test. So we're just going to say you're public intoxicated.
Well, hey, look. You talk nasty to one of our brethren.
Mm-hmm. He said that
he can't say something mean to the guys in the club.
He said he was held for 8 hours, and the police took his gun and Philadelphia permit and have not returned them. He now carries a Florida non-resident permit and still has a valid Act 235 license. Many of the men whose guns were taken said they were told to write a letter to the police commissioner to seek the return of their firearm. Two of the men wrote letters, but they said they received no response. Guy Cicola, a defense lawyer whose firm is handling at least 10 such civil suits, said the men should not have been separated from their legally possessed firearms. He said that even though some officers may not like the loophole, their disdain for the law should not allow them to circumvent it. But it does, because there hasn't been any consequences for them. These guys aren't thugs. They're going about their business, going to work, and they've complied with the law, he said of the men whose guns were confiscated. If the bottom line is the police are upset because they're going around them, it's okay if they want to...
This guy saying that these guys aren't thugs just suggests that if you can paint somebody as a thug, then you can take their weapon, mm-hmm. and that's the problem. Look, we have charges for people that commit crimes with guns. We should use those charges. The idea that you should be able to arrest somebody and hassle them simply because they have a weapon is fallacious. If they're too dangerous to have a weapon, they're too dangerous to be on the streets,
right?
Because they can get a weapon anytime they want. These crimes only prevent people that are trying to go about the way, illegal fashion having a weapon.
There's this notion in the mindset of that gun control mindset is that the gun itself, like, will cause you to do something you might not otherwise have done because it's so, you know, it's easier and it's really practical. Or, you know, there's this notion that, like, you could get into a heated argument and because you've got that gun ready and handy and right on you. It's so practical and convenient. You're just going to whip it out and just, like, shoot someone with it because you're really in a heated argument. And I'm like, wow, I can't recall, you know, being, you know, that angry in someone with someone that I would have whipped out my gun and shot him. I mean, I don't know. But that's the idea, is that guns making you, the gun itself is somehow inspiring you to be more evil.
Well, you know, I guess still that doesn't matter to me. I haven't been in a situation in my life where a gun would have put me in a better circumstance.
Me neither.
You know, it's not my thing. But that doesn't change the fact that if somebody decides that a gun's the best thing to do, to carry, and they decide to solve a problem they shouldn't have solved with a weapon, we have charges for that, too. If they do get out of hand, if the gun makes is just too easy for them to handle, then, you know, they should have to pay the price for it. The fact is, having liquor makes it easier for you to drink and drive.
Well, see, this is
having that along.
That's true. I mean, the attempt here is to, like, cut this stuff off before it happens. Like, oh, no, we got to keep them away from the guns before they can kill someone. And it's an absurd premise. The type of police state we'd have to prevent all kinds of crime from happening.
They're working
on it. They are working on it. And again, it gets back to this. It's the opposite of that whole mentality of you know. The slogan that you hear, that I've heard a lot, I don't know, maybe it's not as popular as I thought, but that whole slogan of, you know, it's better to free 10 guilty men or 100 guilty men than to jail one innocent one. But we have a society that's built on the idea of, like, well, it's better to jail 100 innocent men to prevent one crime from happening. And that's what you're doing, is you're taking 100 innocent people who carry guns only for self-defense, probably will never use them.
You're committing
frankly.
A crime against them.
Yeah, they're
people.
Probably never going to use them. They're probably never going to draw it. At most, it's going to be like act like a deterrent just because it's there.
Is putting them in jail.
Yeah, you're putting them in jail. You're making criminals out, and you're jailing innocent people to maybe prevent one crime. And it's really failing to acknowledge that you're doing harm.
Right.
You know, this is totally acknowledging all the harm that's being done. This is a bad deal. You know, maybe you prevented one crime by jailing 100 people who were carrying guns.
But you committed 100 crimes by jailing 100 people.
You committed 100 crimes to prevent one crime.
Right.
That's retarded.
The suggestion is that because the government got together and made these rules, that they can't commit crimes. And it's a stupid suggestion. There have been criminal governments all over the world. And it's
criminals.
It's people with red, white, and blue glasses on that don't realize that we can have criminal governments here. This is a criminal act. Telling people that they can't carry weapons to defend themselves and to prevent crimes against their families is criminal. Suggesting that a convicted felon should not be able to have a weapon is a crime. Not the suggestion, but preventing a convicted felon from having a weapon is a crime.
Government.
And the suggestion is a suggestion for a crime.
Government is always criminal because it operates by coercive force. It's always threatening people with violence in order to get its way. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
You've got the world's greatest Labor Day barbecue set to go. And then you run out of gas.
Dad!
Don't risk running empty. Change cylinders quick and easy with AmeriGas. Visit AmeriGas.com/radio and enter your zip code to find one of 27,000 locations near you. And while you're there, print out the $5 rebate coupon. That'll buy another steak. Keep the grill fired up. Visit AmeriGas.com/radio.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's. Let's Fix Dinner. Find dinner ideas to bring your family together at the table at letsfixdinner.com. Juggling schedules so that everyone eats together can be tough. Try starting with one family dinner a week, whenever you can fit it in. Take turns picking the meal and have everyone pitch in. Working together will bring your family closer, even if it is just once a week. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Work from home. Yeah, right.
Yes, the typical make money from home scam has become a cynical laugh in this country. But for only $5 a month, this home-based business is anything but typical. Finally, a business we can all afford. AtHomeRevolution.com. But you're thinking,
how much can it be worth for only $5? And how much can you earn with that little investment?
Here's the truth. 94% of all who joined AtHomeRevolution.com have stayed. 94%. With AtHomeRevolution.com, there's no stress, no talking to anyone,
unless you want to,
and no long-term contracts or commitments. Request free information at AtHomeRevolution.com. It's honest, easy, and true. AtHomeRevolution.com, the best home-based business in existence today for only $5 per month. Then a one-time $10 investment for advertising. One time. That's it. AtHomeRevolution.com. That's ATHomeRevolution.com. Say yes to residual income with AtHomeRevolution.com.
I have a very important announcement from our friends at eFoods Direct. Please pay close attention. Due to rapidly rising food costs, eFoods Direct must raise their prices. However, until September 20th, our current supplies are gone. Whichever comes first, eFoods Direct is making a special offer to our listeners. It's the eFoods Direct Pre-Price Increase Special. Since 2008, wholesale food costs have risen dramatically, yet eFoods Direct has refused to pass these increases on to you. Unfortunately, they can no longer absorb the recent surge in costs and have no choice but to raise prices. Until September 20th, our supplies on hand are gone, whichever comes first. Not only can you take advantage of the current lower prices, but for every three selected items that you buy, eFoods Direct will give you one free. That's right, buy three, get one free. It's your last chance to get in on the huge savings. Act now. On the web at eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com on the web or call 800-409-5633.
Can you live with minor aches and pains? Maybe. But oftentimes, those won't-go-away pains become so debilitating that we are not able to do things we used to, like go for a walk, garden, or even button a shirt. Now, restore normal function naturally and give yourself the freedom to move with Recovery Extra Strength. Over-the-counter drugs will stop the pain, but at the expense of your liver. Recovery Extra Strength is the number one solution for pain and inflammation. It contains Nutricol, a unique proprietary blend of green tea and grapes, and is made in Canada under strict Health Canada oversight of natural products. If you suffer from arthritis, bursitis, tendonitis, back, or other aches and pains, use Recovery Extra Strength. Call 866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com. Get free shipping on orders of $50 or more when you use checkout code GCN Radio. Call 1-866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com for Recovery Extra Strength for pain-free mobility.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves in these remaining moments. Enough time for your call if you make it now to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com, the place to go. Features there free. Head over, enjoy them on us. Again, freetalklive.com.
So how would you like to get a Republican in that would replace Nancy Pelosi, that is against bailouts, against the Federal Reserve, against the wars all over the world, for bringing the troops back to the United States, for liberty, for privacy, against government debt, against taxes.
How can he be a Republican if that's all true?
Well, yeah, I got to run as something.
Yeah, that's true.
So how would you like to get that guy elected? A guy who has a chance. A guy who has already beaten the establishment Republican in San Francisco. The only
the neocon. He beat the neocon.
The neocon. That's what I mean by establishment.
Yeah.
The only kind of Republican that could possibly win in the place that is San Francisco. How would you like that? This is a real chance of that happening. And it has a better chance of it happening if you go to JohnDennis2010.com and donate like I have. He's beaten his record, his numbers, his goals here as far as donations, and the more money, the more likely Nancy Pelosi isn't even campaigning. This guy isn't on her radar. She doesn't believe for a second she can lose to this guy. It's JohnDennis2010.com.
Let's go to your phone calls. Andrew's in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Andrew.
Greetings, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to touch on the Adam and Pete video from the Safeco Field arrest in Denver, where they videotaped a sergeant and I believe two other officers who ended up participating in their arrest because they just wanted to hand over their papers when they were asked by the cops to do so.
Yeah, the cops demanded identification on the flimsiest of pretenses, and when asked for justification, when asked to see the law, when asked to at least have them cite what their own laws were as far as what justified them demanding their ID, they refused to and arrested Adam and Pete from LibertyOnTour.com. Folks can go and see the video of the of what happened there. Your thoughts?
Yeah. And some insight into that, I mean, it demonstrates the problem with the fact that, well, the police, you know that they're going to be able to get away with it to a certain point. They know that, well, we have to build a little bit of legal justification for what we're doing because, you know, otherwise, you know, we'll be called on the carpet. So as long as we can say, well, you know, they might be have given it to minors and they wouldn't tell us who they are. You know, and, you know, we're making, you know, $40+ an hour to just stand around here and, you know, keep the peace at, you know, the field. Mm-hmm. You know, these guys come in and say, well, we're not going to show you, you know, our papers. They're throwing up, and the fact that they videotaped it, you know, shows to the police that, you know, well, they have a problem that they have to deal with. And the simplest, you know, solution for them is to do what they normally do and just throw cuffs on people and, you know, trump up some charges.
Pretty much.
Yeah, that about sums it up.
As we've pointed out here tonight, with all the cops confiscating people's guns and having no consequences for it, same thing with these guys at Denver. If they turn out that these charges don't stick, which I think they probably will, and they'll be found guilty, but even if it turns out they drop the charges, nothing happens to the cops. It's no skin off their backs.
Well, right, because, I mean, they pretty much know at this point that they're from New Hampshire, that they're touring around, that they probably won't put in a significant legal challenge, and, you know, it's time and money. The cops know this. So they just, you know, they have to build up enough so they can, you know, kind of seal the deal so that, you know, they don't get called under the carpet because they know that, you know, their own department will protect them to a certain degree, and just the system, how it's set up, will, you know, insulate them from, you know, personal responsibility. One of the telling points in that video was the end. I don't know if you caught it because it's after kind of the credits. The end of the edited YouTube video that they put out. I think it's the two cops, and not the sergeant, but the two cops who were holding the video camera. You hear a conversation between them. The one goes to the other one. He says, "Hey, why are we seizing this as evidence?" And the other cop goes, "I don't know."
Yep.
Because, you know, their sergeant probably told them, hey, we need to seize those evidence. And there was probably no conversation of, you know, hey, why are we doing
this?
Right,
there's no justification necessary. They don't need to, the sergeant doesn't need to tell them why. He just issues the order and they follow him unquestioningly.
Right, and it also demonstrates that, you know, obviously they don't want to, you know, run afoul of the sergeant because, you know, they're going to get in more hot water than that sergeant would for the situation. And they know that, you know, they're going to receive, you know, internal attention,
yeah.
You know, if they step out of line. And that's, you know, pretty much what Adam and Pete did is they stepped out of line and the sergeant purely demonstrated it by saying, well, you know that you put me in this position where, you know, I had to arrest you, which is not true because, you know, the cops a lot of times will justify, you know, their behavior by saying, well, we have an obligation to do this. We have
mm-hmm.
to do this.
It's an excuse.
It's an excuse, and it's kind of been beaten into them that they can't just, you know, think for themselves
Now, they know they can use discretion because they use discretion on a regular basis. It's just that what would it look like if this big, tough sergeant walks up to Adam and Pete and says, I need to see your identification. And Adam and Pete ask why, and they don't want to give it over right away. And then the sergeant, he's made a stand, right? The sergeant has made, he's jumped into this situation, and he's got his officers and other people standing around watching him be Mr. Tough Guy. Yeah, he could choose to turn around and walk away at any point, but then he won't look like the big badass sergeant anymore, right? So he's got a certain incentive to continue on with this madness.
Right, and that's the problem with their training and the quality of people that they hire and retain is this guy has likely, you know, been on the force a while, and, you know, he obviously, you know, I'm going to jump to a conclusion and say he's not not that intelligent, probably doesn't have a college degree just by the way he was talking to them and his poor grammar. You know, you combine those things together and, you know, it's a recipe for disaster because he's not like, you know, a thoughtful person who has critical thinking skills, who's been trained properly and has certain expectations on him that, you know, say an officer goes in there and says, hey, you know, we have this complaint by the alcohol control people saying that you were giving, you know, alcohol to people and they might be minors, and have a conversation with it where they don't put themselves in the position where they're going to look bad.
Yeah, instead of right off the bat, what he does is just come in, starts making demands.
There are departments around the nation that give IQ tests, and if you're too smart,
right,
you don't get hired.
They don't want the people.
There have been lawsuits based on this.
Right, they don't want officers.
I'm not saying that every cop and every department not every department's looking for dum-dums and not every cop is a dum-dum, but there are certainly departments that are looking for dum-dums.
But if you're hiring smart people, then the smart people are more likely to, you know, question bad orders and things like that.
Doesn't sound right.
Right. They don't want that. They want unquestioning drones who will go ahead and enforce whatever it is they're told to do.
Not all departments, but in some, yeah.
Well, and in most departments, want people to work in lockstep, and, you know, a place like Denver, they're going to want that more than another, you know, a smaller department, because a smaller department's a lot easier to control the officers. You know, you have 10 to 12 officers. It's pretty easy to, you know, put the thumb, you know, the screws to them. Whereas if you have 100 officers, you know, on, you know, a certain section of the beat in, you know, one particular city, it's a lot harder for the city management to kind of control them unless they use other techniques to get officers that they want to act a certain way when presented with certain situations.
This Denver Police Department is the same department that I think it was 2008 with the Democratic National Convention. Maybe I'm wrong on the number.
Is this the Beat the Crowds department?
Yeah, this is the department that we get up early to beat the crowds.
They made a shirt.
Had the shirt that had a guy with a billy club on it with a glowering...
A sadistic-looking dude.
Right, yeah. I mean, a threatening-looking dude in a cop uniform that says, "We get up early to beat the crowds."
Nudge, nudge, wink, wink.
I mean, you know, it's a funny pun.
Yeah, because, I mean, they want to bring back the 1968, Democratic National Convention riots where they, you know, where it was, you know, pretty much, you know, okay for the cops to do that because, well, that was before, you know, video cameras that citizens have.
Yep.
And, you know, they're put in a situation now, and that's why a lot of departments, you know, have to, you know, go back and retrain their officers to, you know, leave people with video cameras alone. You know, some just pretty much take the legal, you know, side route of saying, well, it's completely legal for us to act the way we are by obfuscating, you know, cameras on our public officials. But most, you know, a lot of departments are saying, hey, you know, this whole camera thing and you being videotaped, don't mess with that because we're going to look bad. So, you know, if you have nothing to hide, you know, you should pretty much just let it go and just, you know, act accordingly.
Andrew, as always, thanks for the thoughts and the input here tonight. Tonight has been Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
I want to remind you that antiwar.com is your source for anti-war news and views for 15 years. They're right now having a quarterly pledge drive. You can strike a blow against the empire and give to antiwar.com, antiwar.com/donate. Or you can call Angela at 323-512-7095, 323-512-7095. That's antiwar.com/donate.
That message is brought to you by the great Osborno, who is right now driving to New Hampshire and, well, looking for houses.
We'll see you tomorrow night for the Saturday edition of Free Talk Live, freetalklive.com.
You've got the world's greatest Labor Day barbecue set to go, and then you run out of gas.
Dad!
Don't risk running empty. Change cylinders quick and easy with AmeriGas. Visit AmeriGas.com/radio and enter your zip code to find one of 27,000 locations near you. And while you're there, print out the $5 rebate coupon. That'll buy another steak. Keep the grill fired up. Visit AmeriGas.com/radio.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.